And at 4:03, we want to begin with the latest from the National Weather Service. Dallas County now under a severe thunderstorm warning until 5 this afternoon. Right now, the National Weather Service detecting a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds over 65 miles an hour. The storm right now located just a little bit west of Grand Prairie, moving due east around 30 miles an hour. The track on this storm, it'll be near Irving, Duncanville, and Coppell around 4:15, Cockrell Hill and DeSoto around 4:20, and Dallas around 4:30 this afternoon.
A large hail is coming down in Fort Worth. KRLD's Chuck Schechner is out in it.
Large hail pelting this car now. I-30 and Beach Street westbound. The traffic is stopped. A blowing wind is causing a horizontal rain. Visibility about 3 car lengths right now as the hail continues. The wind gusting at times, rocking the SUV back and forth. As there's no let up in the hail at all, it's now sitting on the highway. We can see probably maybe quarter-size hail continue to pound the cars as the storm moves along.
And we have power outages that are being reported because of the severe weather that's moving through the area, most in Fort Worth. 14,000 power outages, and that number is just going to continue to grow as this line moves through the area. We want to go live now to meteorologist Dan Brunoff, who has been in Tarrant and Denton counties this afternoon. Dan, what can you tell us?
I've experienced some quarter-sized hail as I ventured around the Trophy Club area. It was around Nickel and then quarter-size. I've now made it all the way to 635 and 35. I'm heading south on 35W. This line of showers and storms continues to head east at about 25 miles per hour. It continues to intensify.
Very dangerous storms that are moving through Dallas and Fort Worth right now. Chris Summer along with Matt Thomas and Tayshia Stevens. First off, we want to give you, before we update the list of current warnings, a couple of very important pieces of information that have just come into the KRLD News Center. This first one is from the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. And when they use this kind of language, you need to pay attention. They say very destructive winds will arrive in downtown Dallas in the next 10 minutes or so. Between now and 4:30, you can look outside. Literally, darkness has descended on the downtown Dallas area. When we say very destructive winds, we're talking 75 to 80 mile an hour winds that are targeting downtown Dallas. We're also hearing from the State Fair of Texas, anyone who can hear this, if you're out on the fairgrounds, you need to take cover and get inside immediately.
We want to go out to the field now. We have several reports. We'll start out with KRLD meteorologist Dan Brunoff, who has been out in this all afternoon. Dan, what can you tell us?
I'm here at Old Texas Stadium area at 114 and Loop 12. We had at least 60 to 65 mile an hour wind gusts. I parked it underneath Loop 12 here on the 114 service road. And also, if you are heading, wanting to head home from work, anywhere from the mid-cities east to Dallas and into our eastern counties from Sulphur Springs all the way down through Canton and farther south to Palestine, definitely want to stay put. These storms will be bearing down on you here over the next hour.
Meanwhile, KRLD's Austin York is in uptown Dallas, bracing for the worst of what's still to come. Austin, what do you see?
The moment I got outside, the one thing that those winds not be underestimated. They are very strong. They're very powerful. I was looking at tree limbs practically being pushed over to a darn near 90-degree angle in instances. Very powerful winds. The rain is just now starting to really come down. So we're getting dumps, really getting dumped on with the wind sort of knocking this rain to the side. A lot of the cars here on the freeway are basically at a snail's pace.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we're beginning to see some damage. We just heard from KRLD's Chuck Schechner, who's in downtown Fort Worth, just north of there in the Fort Worth Stockyards. A wall, a brick wall, has collapsed into a parking lot, and it appears several cars have been damaged by this wall coming down in the Fort Worth Stockyards area. We want to go live now to Tiara Richard with the Arlington Police Department to give us an update, because we've seen some photos on social media about some large tree limbs that have come down and maybe a little bit of damage there as well. Tiara, what's the situation in Arlington right now?
We're definitely seeing, obviously, the heavy rainfall and wind damage. Those are the things that we're getting calls into dispatch about. in particular, and just even outside of the station here, the main station here at Cooper and Division, we've been able to see that the heavy rain falling and the wind blowing sideways, and you'll see like a branch blow across, and so that's obvious that we're getting some of the same things that you're hearing about from the other areas.
Severe thunderstorm warning still in effect for Johnson, Dallas, Collin, Denton, Kaufman, Ellis, and Rockwall counties until 5:15 this afternoon. And it looks as if right now the worst of the situation is in the Dallas area, Dallas proper. Now, DART suspending rail service across the entire system. At least 120,000 people across the area are without power in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we want to stress again, if you're in Dallas County, this remains a dangerous situation. Debris flying, telephone poles are down. You just want to stay put until this rain and these dangerous storms have passed off to the east.
Carissa Schuler with the State Fair of Texas joins us live now. We understand, Carissa, that you guys have basically cleared out the midway and made sure that everybody has gotten undercover. Is that right?
Correct, yes. We shut down the rides a little before 4 o'clock and got all people off the midway and started getting people undercover. And so as of right now, to my knowledge, all fairgoers are undercover.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We want to take you to the Fort Worth Stockyards near Main and Exchange. We had a report that a brick wall, had collapsed. KRLD's Chuck Schechner has made it to the scene there now. Chuck, what can you tell us?
This is a back wall of a building here on North Main Street, just north of Lonesome Dove, if you're familiar with that location. The back wall just collapsed in the storm, apparently damaging some cars underneath and nobody injured that we're aware of. Talked to one man who first saw it, said he heard the storm, went outside and saw the huge mound of bricks behind the building. It's just on the east side of Main Street, just north of Lonesome Dove.
Want to get you updated on the power outage situation. We started with about 7,000 about an hour ago. There are more than 125,000 power outages being reported by Oncor right now. A lot of those were in Tarrant County because they really took it on the chin. But now, as the storm has kind of moved off to the south and the east, the line of storms, we're beginning to see photos on social media, and you can get those as well on our KRLD Twitter account. But light poles that have just been blown over in Dallas, reports that they did activate the warning sirens in the city of Dallas because of all the concern.
We have an update from DART. They're telling us the Green Line trains are resuming normal operations, Orange Line trains resuming service from Market Center Station to DFW Airport Station at this time.
We want to go live now to Chris Spears with Oncor Electric Delivery. They have had a lot of work to do and still do with a lot of down power lines. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Give us the latest on the situation from Oncor's perspective.
Sure. So we saw a significant, or we're currently seeing a significant number of folks who are experiencing a power outage. Right now, I don't have an exact number because those figures are still fluctuating. But what I can tell you is that we sort of fanned out our crews across the Metroplex in advance of the storm. So as soon as the skies cleared, we were able to move in to those areas that were badly damaged and were experiencing outages as soon as the skies cleared. And we're also having to, you know, navigate these streets and fallen trees and things like that ourselves. So we're trying to stay as safe as possible and get everyone back on as quickly as we can.
Chris, important information you can share with our listeners, especially those who are driving home in this afternoon. So many power lines down in Fort Worth, Arlington. Here's a new report of some lines down in Rockwall. If you see power lines down, what should you do?
If you come across a downed power line, you need to immediately assume that it is energized and call 911 immediately.
We want to go live to the National Weather Service in Fort Worth now. Steve Fano joins us. And Steve, this was a pretty impressive event, the line of thunderstorms coming through. And it appears we have quite a bit of straight line wind damage, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like right now. Wind gusts anywhere between probably 60 and 80 miles an hour across the Metroplex.
We want to go back out to KRLD's Chuck Schechner, who is in the Fort Worth Stockyards, where an entire wall, a brick wall, came crashing down in the storms this afternoon. Chuck.
There's about a three-story tall brick wall on the back of a building here just north of Lonesome Dove that collapsed. One of the first to see the mess was Morgan Trotter.
When I went out and looked at the parking lot, I saw another pile of bricks where there was not a pile of bricks before. A wall between Lonesome Dove and White Elephant had collapsed.
And as we've been telling you, Arlington has been hit especially hard by the destructive thunderstorms this afternoon. Arlington Baptist College on Division Street west of Bowen has major damage, including the roof ripped off one of the large buildings on campus. One minor injury is reported at Arlington Baptist College.
And now here at 542, we want to take you to North Arlington. Diane Brandon lives in that area. Diane, what are you seeing in the neighborhood there?
Hey, well, we have quite a few limbs, big limbs down. No power for several miles around. Most of the traffic lights are out completely. There are even a few trees, big old trees that are completely snapped in half right around the, 4-foot, 5-foot mark. So everybody's out helping everybody else clean up because it's kind of a mess around here.
What about the power, Diane?
Well, my house is out, the neighborhood's out, the traffic lights are out.
Well, if you have a flight planned or you're expecting to pick someone up at DFW Airport, you may want to call. They've had 62 departures, 66 arrivals canceled today, and 295 departures and 215 arrivals delayed today. So be sure and call ahead.